Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
Time for Gavin's phone scams. What do you got for us today?
McKenna sent me an email and asked me to phone scam her boyfriend, Jacob, who graduated recently, doesn't have a job, and applied for a bunch of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked for a list of the places that she applied to, or he applied to. So I'm calling as the manager of one of those places to tell him he got the job. But he's got to answer one question for me, and it's a really douchey question.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello.
Hi, can I please speak with Jacob?
Well, this is him. May I ask who's calling, please?
Jacob, this is your new boss, bro. This is Raul Labrador. I work for... You just applied for a job here, bro.
Yeah, no, I did.
Yes. Yes, and yeah. I found out that you did great at the interview, and I'm calling to tell you that you got the job, man.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Super grateful. Thank you.
Listen, I just got one question left for you, broski.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, anything.
Answered this one right, and this job is yours. And I'll tell you, it is a sweet gig. You ready?
Yeah. What's that?
Do you like to party?
Do I like to party?
Do you?
I mean, like, what do you mean? Like, what type of party?
Do you f***ing party down or not? Because we f***ing party down here. And we want you to be part of the team, but you got to be on the level, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This is, like, kind of uncomfortable, sir. I feel like...
You know what? Maybe I need to... let me narrow it down. I'm catching you off guard, all right?
Okay.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done? Like, party-wise?
Sir, to be honest, I meant to address this at the beginning.
Like, how many times have you blacked out from drinking, bro?
Sir, to be honest, I tried to address...
Like, I like to say that that's more like time travel, because you're drinking, and then you black out, you wake up, you're in another place, and then you're drinking, and then you black out, and then you're somewhere else, and you're like, what? How did I get here?
No, I can honestly say I've never... like, drank till I blacked out or anything.
Oh,
like that.
No. What?
Not really my thing.
You're going to f***ing love it here, man. I'll tell you what. First thing we're going to do on your first day, on me, we're going out.
Actually, you know, although that sounds all really lavish and inviting, but I actually accepted another job somewhere else. I apologize. I was trying to tell you at the beginning of the conversation. I'm definitely super grateful for the offer.
What?
Yes, I mean, it's just, you know...
Bro, we're going to miss you, man. We're going to miss you hard.
Well,
I mean, you came in. Why'd you even come in for an interview?
Well, I thought it was a really good idea and everything, but, and it is. Just the other offer was undeniable. I can't turn it down.
Uh-huh. I mean, listen, I have another job too, bro. I understand. I have this other job where I work at a morning radio show, and I prank phone call people, and they're called phone scams. I even have a real name. My name's Gavin, and you're on a phone scam right now, bro.
What?
Jacob, you're on a phone scam. Did you really accept another job?
No. I didn't. I don't know. I would never really. I mean, whoever you were portraying to be sounded like a real douchebag, and that's just not really my style.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.